This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The Arvada Police Department has settled a lawsuit from the family of John Hurley. He was a Good Samaritan killed by police after he stopped a potential mass shooting. Hurley's mother, Kathleen Boland, says she has not heard from the police officer who fatally shot her son.
Forgiving does not absolve someone of accountability or needing to face consequences, but I think it's necessary for everyone to move forward into a better life.
Hurley's family will get nearly $2.8 million through the settlement. If the government shuts down Sunday, the Interior Department plans to close most national parks. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Many of the country's national parks will be closed and off limits to the public, the Interior Department said Friday. States and local governments that want to keep national parks and their borders open could do so if they pay the federal government. In 2013, Colorado paid more than $360,000 to keep Rocky Mountain National Park up and running. Governor Polis recently signed an executive order to find a way to keep Colorado's national parks open, but it could take a few days to work out the details and the costs. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A parole officer in Colorado Springs died Thursday night after a hit-and-run near downtown. A second parole officer was also struck, but police have not provided details on their condition. The incident prompted a statewide blue alert for residents. Such alerts are designed to notify the public of dangerous suspects who have killed or seriously injured a peace officer. Colorado Springs police arrested a 41-year-old suspect about an hour later. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.